Welcome to the Williams Meekin YB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Karen. I'm trying to add my my phone's not going on to the my ear thing, so I might hang up on, but I'll be right back if it does.
Okay.
Okay, I think I have it now.
Good. How are things going for you? Did you watch Super Tuesday?
Oh, for too long. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Nancy.
Good morning, Nancy, in Houston, or near Houston. Karen is on as well. Mary Lou's on the screen. Mary Lou is going to be doing our Wednesday calls now. Mary Dean has to go and help with her mom.
Hey, Ruth. I can't get onto the screen because it keeps saying that my password. Let me try this one more time. It keeps saying it's incorrect.
Make a capital S?
Yeah. Unless I've got, just a minute. Well, never mind. I don't want to hold.
Oh, it's such a beautiful day here. I cannot see, one teeny little bit of clouds up north. But, boy, it is very, very clear sky. Kind of frosty out there.
Yeah, we're just about rid of all the snow that's immediately around. Have lots of snow out on Peel Point.
Uh-huh. Good morning.
It's Mary Lou.
Yay! Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi. Good morning.
Welcome, welcome. I woke up all inspired today.
Oh, you did? Oh, you wanted to...
I'm thinking about the Thursday night call, actually.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm going up north and doing a presentation for your downline, Ralph and Mary Powers.
Yes, I saw that. Yay.
So, just thinking about how to focus and who we're looking for. And since as we were talking about, there are so many excellent videos to just have people push play and to talk a little bit more about looking for people who are looking and what we, and give maybe some thought to what we should be looking for in the different parts of our life, different, as we go through the life stages of our life.
Right.
And
so,
instead of just
that's what you're going to do at Ralph's, or that's what Thursday night's call is about?
I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that Thursday night as well. If you're on with me. Then I'll do the same thing there. So that, they'll still be talking about some of the same things as well.
Okay. Sounds like Steve.
Probably. Yeah, some interesting sounds on his way to work and at work.
Yes.
Well, it's getting to be almost, it must be about almost 7. It is 7.
Well, we've got Karen and Nancy, and you were talking with somebody when I came on. Who's with here? Who's on here with you?
That was Karen. Karen and Nancy are both on the phone. There's Margaret.
Yes.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi there. Good morning.
What kind of weather are you having in Arizona?
You know, it's going to, I've got actually longer pants on today. It's going to actually be cool today. It's, I think, 64 for the high.
Oh,
and,
that's amazing.
Yep, 80. Yesterday it was like 80, and I went out and played pickleball. It was good workout.
Good morning. Good morning.
Monty's here.
Oh, good morning, Monty.
Good morning.
And good morning.
At Earth Song?
Good Margaret.
Margaret.
Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning, Ruth.
In Tennessee. Okay, we're getting the country well covered here. I'm going to turn off these chimes. Are you there, Bruce?
Anyone there?
Yes, we're here.
Okay.
Hi, Earth Song.
Good morning. This is Ruth. Are you guys all still on the phone?
Yeah. We're here, Ruth.
Yes, we're here.
Got bumped off there? Okay. That didn't change the chimes then. Okay,
am
good
I
morning,
on
everyone.
Oh, just
no,
stopped.
No.
Sorry.
You're not. Good morning, everyone. This is Ruth Williams, and I'm excited to introduce Mary Lou, who's going to be our speaker now for Wednesday, as Mary Helen is going to be having to take care of her mom, and so is not going to be with us on the morning calls unless she can just listen in. So we'll miss her, but I want to tell you just a little bit about Mary Lou. Mary Lou is just a wonderful, very wonderful person, and one of our very best friends. She is very much fun, first of all, and she can get focused on her future and what she wants to do and do something about it, as you can tell that because she is a diamond distributor, and so she knows how to help other people make changes in their lives, and I'm very excited to have her leading our calls on Wednesday morning, and so here is Diamond Mary Lou Raridan.
Wow, thank you very much, Ruth. Hope I can live up to all of that.
You already have it.
Good morning, everybody. It was interesting that Ruth said, I don't remember what exactly she said, that I can be focused or something like that. And you know what? That comes in stages with me. And but I did decide on the first of the year that this was going to be mine and my husband's healthiest year of our life. And so it was great that Ruth called and said that she was putting this together. And at first, Ruth, I told you that I would listen in. And because for those of you that don't know, and I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, in the last few years I have had some health challenges that when I got them, when I got diagnosed or whatever you want to call it, it kind of set me back because I've always been one of these people that, you know, likes stress, actually. Ruth and I have talked about this a lot. I mean, I've always liked things that were kind of stressful. As a kid, when I would clean my mom's house, I'd invite my girlfriend over and we would write the rooms on little pieces of paper, throw them in a hat, and then we'd draw them out, and then we'd race to see who got done first. And so I've always, always, always liked to have, you know, life kind of as a game, and I've liked that stress and that excitement. But with the that's the one thing the doctor told me that I need to calm down, you know, I need to calm down a little. And it's interesting because he said the worst thing would be, for what I've got, is to get my blood pressure high. Well, I wish he'd never said it, because my subconscious decided to raise my blood pressure, I think. I'd never had high blood pressure in my life. So, that all being said, I was grateful that Ruth put this together. And I, one thing I did keep saying to her is, you know, I will get on it, and I will listen, and I will watch, but, you know, I'm going to listen to my body. I'm going to listen to my body, and Ruth will vouch for me on that, because your body really does tell you things. So we made that decision. Ruth came up with the program, fit right in for me. I love the 10 points, you guys. I absolutely love the 10 points, because it's an easy thing, doesn't take a lot of time. Print the thing out at the first of the week, jot down. I just mark, I move my pennies on my water. I keep how many glasses of water I need to have a day. I just have a little double spoon dip, and I move them from one side to the other. And by the way, the amount of that water is half your weight in ounces is ideally what we should be drinking. And that's quite a bit of water for me. And, of course, the sleep, I've been really good about that for the last few years. I used to be one of those that was up late at night. I thought I could do better work late at night and early in the morning, and I had fallen into that trap where I was not getting a lot of sleep, and I think that, you know, that didn't help my health any. Exercise, I have never been one to give Mary Lou the permission or the time to do that. I thought, oh my gosh, during, you know, if I go exercise, that's taking away from my Nikon business or other things I could be doing and all that stuff. So all of this was really a challenge. That was a challenge for me, was to make up my mind that I had to get out and move around. And so many of you have been on the call for a while, and when we first started walking, I could barely, in a half an hour, walk a mile. And I hurt. I hurt before I went. I hurt when I got home. But now my husband and I are out walking, and in an hour, I mean, we just kept increasing it, you know, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, and so now we're walking over 80 miles in an hour. And it's very, we do a lot of talking, you know, while we're out there. It's not stressful. That's another thing. Stress adds to that inflammation big time. So I knew I needed to lower that stress level. The thing I felt guilty, about was I was afraid that it would take away from my Nikon business. And I have kind of, you know, been... That bothered me a lot, but as I find out now, going for my walks, now we found a pickleball club, and there's 900 members in pickleball club. Larry and I just took a couple of lessons, so we decided we're going to join that club, and now we're out meeting people, which we hadn't been doing for quite a while, so that, and it's fun. On the days I'm playing pickleball, I'm going to tell you all, I am not walking, because that... That 1 hour of pickleball, I get enough exercise. So anyway, I just want to encourage everybody to, you know, make the decision about what it is. We decided that we wanted to be healthier in 2012. And we both have good genes. Larry's mother is 91. My parents are still alive, thank God, 89, 87. But we decided that we want to be even healthier than they are. And, you know, 89, 87, that's not too far away. We've been in Nikken now for 20 years, and 20 years from now I'll be the same age as my parents. So we just decided this is a really good time to take charge of our health. So, Ruth, the inflammation foods and stuff, I just bless you for doing that, because it has made it so... anti-inflammation foods, it's made it so much easier for us to be able to use that chart, because we could have spent, I would have just been frustrated and probably wouldn't have been able to continue on, and we don't, we don't do a lot of changes in our diet. We found things that we like, and we eat those. You know, we maybe only change our menu a couple times a week, but you know, we like what we eat. We don't get bored with it, and we feel good. So that's key. I know the inflammation is going away. One thing, I talked about the resolution. Then, our New Year's resolution. Then, on one of our calls I do with Ray Schwab, he's talking about this book that he read called Million Dollar Year. And I know it probably doesn't sound like it fits in with this call, but the thing was, I'm going to go get the book today. The three of the nuggets that he got out of there was, number one, what do you want? You know, you need to know really what you want. Some of you have come on the program, I know, because you just want to be healthier. Me too. Some came on because they want to lose weight. Me too. And some came on because they, you know, they want the education. They don't need to lose any weight, but they just want the education so they can help other people. So really, my question, I guess, to you today is, what is it that you want? What is it you want? And I'm gonna ask some of you to volunteer here in a couple of minutes. But that was one nugget he got out of the book. Number two was, what price are you willing to pay? What price are you willing to pay to get what you want? And it's no different than in our Nikan business. Whenever we've, you know, tried to or just made the decision that we were going to move to a new level or help somebody move to a new level, we went out of balance, we did that, we were willing to give things up. And so with this program, as I told you, I really had to just block out time that was Mary Lou's time, and I felt like I was giving up some of my Nikan time, and that kind of bothered me. And Ruth will also tell you that I did learn to say no. That's another thing that I learned through this is I did learn to say no. If somebody asked me to do something, I always said it before, and it caused, a lot of times it caused a lot of stress for me, added stress. Nobody knew it, but, I mean, I was just, my stomach was in knots all the time, and it just was added stress. So what that was the hardest thing for me to do was to say no. But it's worked out great, because if I tell people no, I can always think of somebody else that can do that. And, you know, that's kind of rewarding, too, let somebody else step up and do that and grow as a person, too. So, okay, make your decision. Number one, what is it you want? Number two, what price are you willing to pay? And number three is pay it. So that's kind of where Larry and I are right now. We just made that decision that we were going to put us, you know, we needed to put us first. And for heaven's sakes, I mentioned yesterday I've been on some kind of a diet or eating program or something for 53 years. And, I mean, I have been all over the board. I've been a size 6. I've been a size 18. I'm all over, but I always felt fat. So I needed to know that this time I'm doing, this is for health. It's for health reasons, and the rest is going to happen, you know, will happen for me. The weight will come off. And so I think Ruth, my screen went off, and, I think I'd like to hear some volunteers here today. That's kind of my story. I'd like to hear some volunteers. What is it that you want? What is it that you want from the program?
Mary Lou, yep. My desires are multitude. Number one, I want to feel better. And I know that if I don't take charge of my eating program, I'm not going to feel better. I think that was the decision that Clyde and I had to make years ago when we were trying to decide what to do with Necan. And because the products improved us in our health so much, I really forgot that there were other factors that contribute to how I feel. And so I relied on the products and didn't pay attention to the junk that I was eating. And I'll tell you, it was probably a good 20 years ago that I knew in my heart that I should not be putting sugar into my system. And yet I never listened to that. I knew it, but I did not listen to it. And I have paid a very dear price because I ignored that. So I want to feel better, and I love hearing about these different products and how they impact the body. But I have a second desire, and that is I want my family to avoid some of the pitfalls that I've gone through. And I feel like I've done them a lot of disservice, and that I haven't taught them correctly from the time they were little how to eat correctly. And so now I'm trying to do it the right way in hopes that will influence them. So those are my goals and those are my desires for being on this call. Plus, I just love the support of all of you. I love what I learn on these calls.
Wow. Thank you so much, Karen. Thanks for speaking up and, you know, really feeling better. and the other thing about helping your family, because it's even harder now than it was 20 years ago to educate, I think, our family, because the food has gotten worse and worse and worse, and so has the air and the water, and everything is much worse than it even was 20 years ago. So, wow, yeah. Those are great reasons being on the program. And no wonder you're a diamond.
Well, guess who helped us get there?
Pardon me?
I said, guess who helped us get there?
Yeah.
I want all of you on this call to know that Mary Lou and I are cousins in Necan. Ruth and Dennis are both our sponsors. And yet when Mary Lou and Larry, they were platinum at the time, and they heard that Clyde and I wanted to go diamond, they immediately came forward and said, what can we do to help you go diamond? So thanks, Mary Lou.
Oh, thanks, Karen. Okay, anybody else? Anybody else have what is the reason that you're on the call? What do you really want to get from the call? It's going to help all of us help you.
Mary Lou, this is Monty.
Hi, Monty.
Hi, dear. I guess I'm here for kind of a selfish reason, and that is that over my life I've watched people pass away, and I guess in going through some situations here lately, knowing that what's available out there or not available and out there for people that have bad health in the later years of their life, that are deteriorate for, you know, I guess my perfect picture of death is being healthy until I'm maybe 2 weeks or a week before death, and then I literally fall apart. And when I see myself falling apart at a young age and making the mistakes that I've made in regards to choices, in regards to food, exercise, just life within itself, that it kind of gets a little scary sometimes in that situation. And so I guess I'm here for that purpose of getting my health into the position that I have the opportunity to live as long as I will, but yet be as healthy as I can be. And in on the path that I was, I am not being healthy and having the situations that I have, and my eating habits were literally addictive, and I'll put it to you that way. You know, it was nothing for me in the last, before I got in this program, to go to McDonald's for breakfast and have a sausage McMuffin with egg, with a Diet Coke, and that includes a hash brown, and then also turn around and ordering two more sausage McMuffins without egg, and ordering three more hash browns, and thinking to myself, well, with the Diet Coke, and then taking the two sausage McMuffins and putting them, throwing the bun away on one and adding a double sausage McMuffin on the other piece of sausage on the other sandwich, that I was making some healthy choices. Well, in finding out alkaline acidity and knowing that where I was, and if I continue to do what I was doing, the destruction that I was doing to my body, even though I had been on the program before and had amazing results, there was some, I'll call it backsliding. And there was stress in my life that came about with Mom, and that's just what I'm here for, is to become, to look at myself and to feel, like I say, a very selfish reason to know that I'm back on the path, but that I'm really doing the things that I need to do to where it's later on in life. And knowing that eating this way, I probably won't fall apart as fast as I would have continuing on the path that I was.
Wow. Wow, thank you, Monty, for being so transparent. That, and you're just such a great leader on this call. We appreciate you on here so much. And isn't it wonderful to have these tools and have this support every day, Monday through Friday, and as you're feeling better, you know you're making the right choices. And really, you guys, addictive is definitely the word, because they're putting things in the food out there to make us crave it. And that's just that just makes me sick. But Monty, I've been there. I was addicted terribly to sugar, and that was awful. It feels so good to be satisfied without the sugar. You know, it's just something, if I just eat a little bit of sugar, boy, it'll send me off. It seems like I can't get enough. So, thank you, Monty, very much for sharing that. Anybody else?
Hey, Mary Lou, this is Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
As you know, I was on the program several years ago and lost some weight, felt good, and then I sort of grew, fell back because I love chocolates, and every time I'd go to the store, I'd look at those chocolates. I'd walk by the chocolate candy three or four times and finally get some, so I knew I was gaining weight. And so when Ruth came along with this one, this plan, I knew I wanted to join it, because I felt better physically and mentally when I was on the program before, because I knew I had control of my own life, and I had lost that control. And as most of you know, I'm 83, and I feel like that I've got to take care of myself. It's up to me to be healthy as I possibly can, and so that's my goal. And I feel like that. I agree with Monty that I do this for a selfish reason, but I also feel that as a wellness consultant, that I can't go around and ask people to join me in the business if I don't look the part. I'm very self-conscious when I get overweight, and I'm very self-conscious when I see, because I think people are looking at this roll of fat around my waist or something. So I like to be in control of that, and I think that I plan to be around for a long time, because I think I got my mother, must have had gotten my mother's genes, because she lived to be 93, and you know, as I was listening today, I think it was Monty again, I thought about my mom who lived 2 weeks. She was in perfect health, it seemed, until 2 weeks before her death. So that within itself was good for her. And then a long time ago, I knew I was going to outlive my dad, because he died at 45. So I think I have her genes and her desire to live a healthy life and to share it with others. So And I like to learn new things. And Ruth, I never knew there were so many things that I didn't know about nutrition until I got on this program. So I'm fascinated by that. And I want to thank you, Ruth, and Mary Lou, and all of you folks out there who are helping all of us live a better lifestyle.
Thank you, Margaret.
And the other thing is, you know, where else? I mean, here's Margaret's in Tennessee, and Nancy, I think you're from another part of the country, and it's just nice to have people all across the U.S. on here supporting each other. And I got to tell you, that Margaret, when she was on that other lifestyle program, she got down to, I think it was size 8, that white dress. Was it an 8 or a 6, Margaret? And I was so jealous. I went shopping with her, and she's in there trying on these small clothes. So she's got that dress. I think you told me you've got that dress out and hanging up, so you're looking at it every day, right?
You'll have it, and I'm going to get to that size before you do, because you might take it away.
I'd say Margaret's a little competitive. Good for you, Margaret. Okay.
Oh,
go ahead.
Pounds.
You what?
I've lost 9.6 pounds as of today.
Whoa. You released 9.6 pounds. That's good girl. And you've not been able to walk or anything because I know you've been having some serious health issues. So, wow, with her back. And brave lady, I think you put your cardio strides on and we're gimping around the house, so...
Yeah, I've been wearing them some.
Okay. Well, good for you, Margaret. So they're 9.6 without any exercise.
Right.
Okay. Well, good job.
This is Nancy. And my main purpose is for learning all of this about the eating and the alkaline foods. I've always known about the foods that, that we should be staying with that are more alkaline. But it's seeing it day after day with all of you and with the charts and everything is really helping me to zero in on that when I go grocery shopping. So, but I think I'm learning that I do have a gluten intolerance, so that also helps me to know that I need to avoid certain foods. So, I do appreciate all of you with all the input. It's really been a lot of good information and learning about the other things that help the body along with all the things that I thought I was getting on the call for, and I'm learning all these other things, so that's wonderful.
Well, thank you very much, Nancy. And I'm so glad that you brought that up because a few years ago I had a little problem, and a bunch of after scan body scans and MRIs and the whole bit, I had these lumps all over my body. And come to find out, I had what they called inflammation of fat. You know, we all know that we do have to have protective layer of fat. Well, it wasn't very pretty, all inflamed, there were a lot of different diagnoses they were trying to come up with, but the rheumatologist was shocked and brought another doctor in that had been in practice for 40 years, and he said, well, we'll send you to the U and U of W and blah, 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 all this stuff. And I said, now, if it's inflammation, then I'm going to just make sure that I'm eating more alkaline foods and stuff. And he rolled his eyes at me. This doctor, who had been in practice for probably 40 years, had never seen anything like I had, but not for me to go panicking. And he rolled his eyes and said, don't go doing anything so drastic until we find out exactly what this is. Well, there again, I needed to take charge of my own health. This doctor, I wanted to say, I think you've been a doctor too long, because that's really when I started looking at the more alkaline foods, but certainly not to the extent that Ruth has.
Mary Lou, it sounds like he said, don't try anything so drastic. Let us try all the drugs first.
Yes, and that's absolutely right. They were ready to give me some drugs, which I would not take. And thankfully,
really
the lumps are gone. The lumps are gone, thankfully. So, you know, we can take charge of our health.
That should be a joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't do anything
so drastic, like food.
Eating correctly. Don't do anything so drastic as eating correctly. Oh, this is terrible. But better scan you and see what drugs you need first.
Yeah. Yeah, and the I never went back there, so. Okay, well, I think we're past our time. If anybody has any last-minute things they want to share. Otherwise, I'm just going to go ahead and remind you again, you know, now several of you have talked about what it is that you want, and so, you know, what price are you willing to pay for it? Well, maybe it's this half hour in the morning and being on this program and carrying that chart with you to work, to the grocery store. You know, whatever, but that's what I'd like you to do, really think about it this week.
This is Earthsong, and I'm just tired of hurting, for one thing.
Oh, okay.
I'm making it short and sweet. There's other things I could say, but I know we're past time.
Okay, Earthsong. Well, good. Yeah. I'm glad that you're on here, because believe me, the hurting, we get our body in the right environment, and the hurting can go away. Oh, I want to share one more thing, you guys. I'm 68 years old. Dennis Williams always says in the presentation, may we never know what we're preventing by being in our Nikan Wellness Home, right? May we never know what it is that we're preventing. Well, Larry and I went walking after dark one night, and because I didn't have my walk-in, and we were about almost 2 miles away from home when I fell. Now, I fell on my hand, I fell on my leg, my knee, and we had to walk home another mile and a half to get here. At first, I laid on the ground. I just knew I had something broken. But when I stood up and moved around, I said, okay, I think I'm okay. We came home. I put some of my Nikan products on. Of course, we live in a wellness home. I couldn't close my one hand that I put out to try to catch myself, and it was pretty well bruised. But I put on some Nikan wraps and the magnets, my power mag, and I slept with an infrared wrap on my knee. And to touch the kneecap, it's still sore. It's been a couple of weeks since I fell. It's sore to touch it. But you know what? I could have broken something. Thank goodness for Nikan. I mean, I'm just so grateful. And I walked home. I was able to walk another mile and a half home, and so I knew nothing was broken. That hand that wouldn't close the next day, I could close it completely. So we've got it in. Yeah, 20 years of being, you know, using these technologies. So may I never know what I might have prevented. Tell Dennis I think I didn't break any bones because of Nikan.
And the bone health product.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
Okay, you guys, well, thank you very much for being on the call this morning, and keep Mary in your prayers for strength.
Great call, Mary Lou.
Yep.
Thank you.
Very great.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Mary Lou.
Yeah, thanks, you guys. Have a great day.
Great call, Mary Lou.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Paul, for all the information you share.
Mm-hmm.